Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah Yeshua. Then Moshe called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and take for yourselves lambs according to your families, and slay the Passover lamb. You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood which is in the basin, and apply some of the blood that is in the basin to the lintel and the two doorposts. And none of you shall go outside the door of his house until morning. For Adonai will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, Adonai will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this event as an ordinance for you and your children forever. When you enter the land which Adonai will give you, as he has promised, you shall observe this rite. And when your children say to you, 'What does this rite mean to you?' you shall say, 'It is a Passover sacrifice to Adonai, who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians, but spared our homes.'" Exodus, Shemot, chapter 12, verses 21 through 27. We now continue with part 5 of our Signs and Seasons series with the following teaching about Passover.
I want to start with a review of what this series is about. The visual that I'm using to illustrate what Israel's calendar looks like is concentric circles, circles inside circles. And the first circle we started with was the smallest one, which represents a day. And what I taught in the previous teaching was that a day is not actually a 24-hour period. But according to Scripture, day refers to daytime, the time that the sun is up and out. This will be an important detail in upcoming teachings. The next larger circle was the week. And a week is, of course, a period of 7 days, which culminates in the seventh day, Shabbat. We looked at the scriptural commands for the Shabbat in that teaching and the scriptural patterns upon which to base our practice of the Shabbat. The third smallest circle was the month, or in Hebrew, Chodesh, which actually means new moon. And we learned that Chodesh is a significant and important day on Israel's calendar, and it shares a lot of characteristics in common with the Shabbat. We learned that without Chodesh, the new moon, Israel's annual calendar, and therefore the feasts and appointed times, don't work, because we don't know when to keep the appointed times of Adonai without knowing when the new moon occurs. Now, the bulk of the remainder of this series that I'll be doing is represented by the fourth circle, symbolic of the year. And I will be covering the annual feasts, fasts, and appointed times of Israel according to Scripture, beginning with this teaching on Passover or Pesach. Let's now take an overview of the annual calendar, and we'll begin with a few words about the feasts in general. There's a common misnomer about the annual appointed times of Adonai, and that common misnomer is that they are all feasts, and that the word feasts refers to all the annual appointed times. And this comes from a mistranslation of the Hebrew of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 2, particularly in the King James, which says, "Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts." And since Leviticus 23 then goes on to outline all the appointed times, this verse, according to this translation, makes it seem like every other appointed time is called a feast.